Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be talking about the topic of professionalism in the workplace, and what does that even mean? The term professionalism is one that is very commonly used in offices of today, but it is actually kind of a vague term that is just kind of thrown out when you're in a career. We never actually talk about what it means, but we are all supposed to do it in our workplace. The purpose of this episode is to attempt to give you the beginnings of what it means to be a professional in your career, and then adapt it to your individual circumstances that you might be in. The best baseline definition I've ever heard comes from my boss, Octavio Avila, the director and one of the career advisors at Dornsife Career Pathways, by the way. He defines professionalism as, quote, established modes of behavior determined as socially and culturally acceptable, which we agree to engage and conduct ourselves with one another, be it by social or legal contract. Professionalism is not universal. Yet, as social beings, we may have inherited or understand implicitly what professionalism is, but we can't rely on that. Every organization/employer should explicitly define what professionalism means at their organization. Ultimately, professionalism is about behavior and conduct that supports the ability for individuals to engage and work in an environment that upholds both individual and the group and the organization banner, by which people are coming together as an entity. Put more simply, professionalism means being part of your office team in such a way that adds to the work that you are doing and doesn't detract from it. Professionalism comes into play in a variety of places, in how we dress, communicate, perform our daily tasks, and how we interact with those around us. We're not going to go into the specifics of each of these areas in this episode, but we're going to in future Ask John episodes. Professionalism can also be generally broken down into two categories, external and internal professionalism. We're going to talk briefly about what both of these mean, starting with external professionalism. When I say external professionalism in a career setting, I'm referring to how you represent yourself to the outside world out of your office. When a customer or client sees you and your behaviors, do they get the appropriate understanding of what the organization you represent stands for? An example of this from my life would be the differences in my behaviors when I worked at my family's skating rink and now with Dornsife Career Pathways. When I worked at the skating rink, I wore neon green t-shirts, often rollerbladed around when I was helping customers, and was loud and playful, yet respectful still, in my speech. That's what that environment required me to do, and I was professional in that environment. If I wore, behaved, or spoke how I did at the roller skating rink in my current position as a career advisor, I probably would not have a job too much longer. So in being a professional, you need to match and represent the company you work for in a manner that is consistent with their chosen brand and ideals. Make customers and clients feel what the company wants them to feel. Any behaviors that detract from the brand and values that the company wants to express is unprofessional. Now on the internal professionalism, this is how you act with those inside the organization. Be aware of the hierarchy that is in the company. Be courteous and respectful to those both above and below you in the chain of command. As Jen O'Connor, another fabulous coworker of mine who also happens to be the pre-law and pre-grad advisor, puts it, quote, internal professionalism in an organization is not talking bad about people, following through, making sure emails have greetings and no errors, while fully answering the question, telling someone if you don't have all the info, but you will get back to them about it, not using all caps in your emails and other communication, not rushing to conclusions, active listening, trying to stay as close to working hours and apologizing if it's out of office hours, managing your time well, if help is needed, asking at the right time, and not taking credit for others' work, end quote. Basically, the old adage of do unto others as you would want it done unto you is true in the workplace as well. Now, are you going to interact with coworkers, clients, superiors, and others that don't follow these guidelines I just laid out? Absolutely. That's just the way of the world. It's sad but true. But just because others are unprofessional doesn't mean you get to be. Professionalism is noticed and valued in the vast majority of places you will work, and if it isn't, that is not a great place for you to be, probably. We have all had a coworker in our lives that was kind, knew their stuff, and got things done. Be that person to your coworkers as well. The bottom line of defining and figuring out professionalism is to be a benefit to your work. Don't detract, add. Each place you work is going to have different measures of what professionalism means to them. If you're not sure, ask. Ask a mentor, ask a senior coworker, ask your supervisor, just ask. And if you're still not sure, come talk with one of the career advisors at Dornsife Career Pathways. We will help you interpret the vagueness that is professionalism in the workplace. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu, Career Pathways, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to Ask John.